ते वासुदेवाय ओ टेक्स्ट नंबर 36 यस्य उपम कवय यस्य स्वरम कवयो विपश्चितो गुणेषु पुषु वजात वेदसं मिथ्नन्ति मत्ता मनसा दिदृक्षो गूढं क्रियार्थे नम इरितात्मने Translation. Manipulating a fire-generating stick, great saints and sages can bring forth the fire lying dormant within the wood. In the same way, O Lord, those expert in telling the absolute truth try to see in everything, even in their own eyes, yet you remain concealed. Not to be understood by indirect processes, involving mental, physical activity. Because you are self-manifested, when you see that a person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you, you feel yourself. Therefore, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. The word kriyarthe means by performing ritualistic ceremonies to satisfy gods. The word vipassana in the Taittiriya Upanishad follows. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo venhi guhayame vyoman so ashnute sarvan kaman sabna vipaschit. As Krishna states in the 7.19, janmante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Of many death, he who is actually in surrenders unto me. When one understands that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and actually sees the Lord present everywhere, he has perfect knowledge. The word Jata Veda means fire which is produced by rubbing. Vedic times sages could bring fire from wood. Jata Veda also indicates the fire in the stomach, which is everything we eat and which produces an appetite. The word Gudha is explained in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Eko Deva Sarva Bhushu Gudha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is understood by chanting the Vedic mantras. Sarva Vyapi Sarva Bhutantara Atma. He is all-reading and is within the heart of living entities. Karma Dhyaksha Sarva Bhutadhi Vasaha. He witnesses all activity of the living entity. Sakshi Cheta Kevalo Nirsha. Supreme Lord is a witness as well as the living force. Yet he is transcendental to all. Translation once again. Big blessing from all the devotees present. So we are seeing here that how the result of prayers and the series of prayers which we are covering now, Mother Earth, she is offering prayers to Lord Varahadev. And it's mentioning about different aspects of the material nature. And how the leaves are controlled by the Lord. Living entities try to exploit the nature. I will our presentation. We will try to something the Bhakta, where Lord Krishna nicely mentions the topic of material nature. What is material nature? And who are living entities? And who is the Supreme Lord? So in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the 10th verse, Krishna speaks the famous verse, Maya Dhyakshena Suyate Etu Nanena Kunteya Jagat Parivartate. The Characharam. Then Krishna is saying, creating moving and non-moving beings. Whatever things we can see in this world, saying that I am creating this. And Hetu Nanena Kunteya Jagat Viparivartate. And under the root of nature, what's happening is, this manifestation is created and annihilated. Then Krishna specifically, Adhyakshena Prati. Maya means by my, Adhyaksha, Adhyaksha. Aksha means us. Krishna is very clearly saying that even though the material nature might move automatically, but under my Adhyaksha or my supervision, Krishna supervises the whole material nature. Just like king, Shunat Chakrabarti mentioned this example, just like in the king might rule, king is sitting on the throne, but actually king is, the kingdom is run by his minister. But if the king is not in the throne, on the throne, the ministers can't do anything. So the king is present there and may not taking part actively in the entire kingdom, doing it through his ministers. Similar, Krishna rising. So our material nature remains indifferent. Aksha, supervision. So we see that how Lord Krishna glances over the nature, sensing the material nature, so the activity involved, because he is sensing. Shopa states in the purport, he gives a wonderful from the Smriti Shastra. A person approaches a flower. What? He is smelling the flower. But he is not touching the flower. The spring power of the person is touch fragrance of the flower. So in this case, it is mentioned that the smelling power and the fragrance, even though they are meeting, they are still not touching each other. Similarly, Krishna, even though dancing material nature, he is supervising, still is not involved there. Therefore, in the 9th chapter, again, Lord Krishna, Prakritim Swam Abhya Vishtajam Napa Bhutagramam Ivam Krishna Avasham Prakriti Vashat. Krishna says that his material nature is being under my will. That means that Krishna just desires, Krishna just wills, and the whole material nature is activated and it moves like an automatic machine. So in this way, just by desiring Krishna, material nature creates, gains, and matter. So in this way, it's a unique relationship with the material world. It's an amazing relationship where Krishna is seen, but still is not involved. In surrender unto me, Bhurijan Prabhu writes a wonderful way that how Krishna is involved and still it is amazing. He mentions how when Krishna came in the material world, and he came in Vrindavan, even though Krishna is supervising the material world, even though he is not involved, when he acts, it is bewildering. It's amazing to see acting with the material world. He mentions the power of how Lord Krishna is stealing the butter and is running from Mother Yashoda. He mentions Bhurijan Prabhu in the book that how Krishna performs in past Vrindavan. Even though he is the ultimate controller, he controls everyone, still in that is Mother Yashoda. Even the ultimate controller, we find him stealing butter. Even though he is the controller, we find him fearful of punishment of Mother Yashoda. Krishna is all-knowing and all-powerful, yet when he is actually crying, tears are coming from his cheeks and he is trembling in fear. So Mother Kunti, when she remembers this incident of Lord Krishna being chased by Mother Yashoda and is trembling and she is astonished. Amazed that same Lord Krishna, who has nothing to do with the world, he is seeing exhibit a qualities of person in the world. That's amazing about Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's pastime in the world as well as in spiritual are inconceivable for any living entity to understand. So for a living entity is trying to control real nature, but in his trying to control the material nature, he experiences frustration. Like in the Bhagavad Gita 7th or 5th shloka, Lord Krishna says, Aparayam itastvanyam prakriti dhime param jiva bhuta mahapo yedam dhati jagat. In the previous verses, Lord Krishna mentions about the material nature, bhutapo nalovayu. And then Krishna says, Aparayam itastvanyam, beyond this material nature, there is a superior energy of mind. And that energy is a living entity, Krishna says. Jiva bhuta mahabhavo yayedam dharayate jagat. And what they are doing? They are trying to exploit the resources of material nature. In the purport to the verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions very wonderfully. Prabhupada says that the inferior energy in matter is manifested in different elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, ether, etc., mind, intelligence, and false ego. Both forms of matter, whether gross or subtle, are products of inferior energy, the material nature. The living entities who are exploiting the inferior energies for different purposes are superior energy of the Supreme Lord. And it is due to this energy that the entire material world functions. The cosmic manifestation has no power to move, act, unless it is moved by the superior energy entities. So we can see that how it is mentioned here that the living entities are superior energy to the material world, and they are trying to exploit the resources of material nature. In fact, the material nature is seem to function, activities are going on because of the presence of the entities here. But it is mentioned very clearly that the living entities' control over the material nature and the Supreme Lord's control over material nature are very much different. They are not same. It is mentioned that the Supreme Lord, when he controls the material nature, he has a very fine control. He controls in such a way that no one can see it. Deva Krishna mentions, Mata parataram nanyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya. He gives the example of pearls strung on a thread. For an ordinary person, for an ignorant person, he feels that pearls are strung automatically. But an intelligent person will see that there is a tiny thread which is going through the pearl and is holding the pearls together. Similarly, for an ignorant person, he will see that material world is functioning automatically. Or he might think, that's because of me, I am the doer, everything is functioning. But an intelligent person knows that it is Krishna, underlying thread between all those pearls through which the material nature functions. Therefore, Krishna says, if a person wants to be intelligent and know this, he should what he should do? He should touch Shunu. Therefore, the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita begins with the word touch Shunu. He is encouraging Arjuna that you hear from me. Because by hearing from Krishna or his authorized sources, can an ignorant person know how material nature acts? So therefore, Lord Krishna has complete control over the material energy. However, the entities seem to control the material energy. But what's happening is, in trying to control the material energy, they are actually being controlled. Srila Prabhupada states in the same purport later that while exploiting the gross and subtle energies, inferior energies, the superior energy, the living entity, he forgets his real spiritual mind and intelligence. This forgetfulness is due to the influence of matter upon the living entity. So we can see here, when the living entity is trying to enjoy the material world, is trying to exploit, he is trying to enjoy or control the material energy, is not same as the Lord. Because in trying to control, he is getting affected. So therefore, when a living entity thinks that he claims to be a doer of activities, actually he is not a doer. It is only because the Prakriti is there, which is supplied by Krishna, that a living entity can do something in the world. Otherwise, by himself, he cannot do. For everything, he is depending on Prakriti, which is supplied by Krishna. We are not independent. Just like one time, a sage, a sadhu, austerities. And after performing austerities, I will ask Lord Vishnu. And when he will come, I will ask benefits from him. So, after doing a lot of this, finally Lord Vishnu appeared in front of him. But along with Lord Vishnu, many other persons also appeared. There was Mother Earth. And before he could ask for some permission, Mother Earth started saying that you throughout your austerity sat on me. You never paid anything to me. In fact, you did all bad things on me. You passed stool and urine in the morning. So you owe something to me. You have not paid your debt. Then after that, the tree under which the sage was sitting, the tree manifold appeared. And it told that you took shelter under me, I provided you everything, but you never paid anything to me. So you are supposed to pay me. Then sun appeared, and sun said that you took my heat and light, you never paid anything to me. So finally Lord Vishnu made him realize that even he was thinking that by dint of his austerities, he will ask for favor from Lord. But Lord Vishnu made him realize austerity is running on the material nature. He cannot do it on his own. He is not the alone doer. It is the material nature which is facilitating, and therefore the living entity is able to do something here. On the other hand, when the living entity is trying to enjoy the material world, he thinks he is enjoying. When the living entity is doing something, an activity, he thinks he is enjoying. But actually, there is no enjoyment involved. Why? Because by enjoying the material world, he is getting more and more entangled. There is a limit beyond which he cannot cross. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would give a nice example about tribal people who would rear cattle pigs for slaughter. And these pigs were allowed to move free in the forest to eat any kind of filthy things. But these tribal people would chant some mantras by which they would control the pigs. There would be an inner line along the forest, around the village, beyond which would never able to move. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say that pigs are that independently eating and they could move anywhere. But they could not understand that they were bound thin line, invisible line. Similar in the real world, they think that I am an enjoyer, I do, I can do anything. But he is bound by an invisible line of the material nature, which is ruling the living entity. Just like a kite, he is flying at great height. So one person may see the flight, the kite is flying independently. But there are two fingers, unseen two fingers, which are controlling the kite, the movement of the kite. Similarly, the living entities are controlled by the material nature. And in the illusory energy, he is thinking that he is the doer. He is the enjoyer. Srila Prabhupada gives a famous example that how the Russian scientists, they went by Sputnik to the space. But after going there, they are focusing the telescope on Moscow. So Prabhupada's illusion. They are going out of the range, but material nature is so much covered them that they are thinking of Moscow. They cannot think beyond it. So in this way, a living entity is bound by the material nature. So more it tries to enjoy, more he gets bound. The material nature is compared to Chakravyu. We heard about Chakravyu in Mahabharata. What is Chakravyu? Chakravyu is thing where you find it's very difficult arrangement made by the opposite army. Find Abhimanyu, he could easily enter the Chakravyu, but it was difficult for him to come out. Similarly, to enter into the material world under the illusion of Lord, it's very easy. It is mentioned by your wish, you can come here. But if you want to go out, then there's a different art to come out of the material world. It's a Chakravyu. It entangles you, it binds you more and more. So therefore, in this way, a living entity, thinking himself to be a doer, he's actually being controlled by the material world. But Lord Krishna is very kind. As mentioned in the purport, Lord Krishna is seated as Paramatma in the heart of entity. So Lord Krishna activity is a very powerful activity. He activates the principle of intelligence by which a living entity, sarvasya chaham rudhi sannivishto, smritir jnana ahanam. He remembers, he forgets, and the knowledge is given by the Lord himself. So whatever is for the living entity to be in the material world, come out of the material world, Lord Krishna supplies. He's a kind. So whatever remembrance, whatever activities the living entity has performed, Krishna gives remembrance to him. But Krishna also gives him forgets. Someone might ask that why Krishna gives forget? Because we are forgetting, therefore we are suffering here. If you remember everything, then we might not enjoy again. But it's very clear, when Krishna gives forgetfulness, it is for our own good. Just like, for example, today, why people are so much stressed? Because they too much think of small events in their life. And because of that event again and coming in their life, and they cannot see other things, they are stressed. So what they do? Generally go to movies, to get a relief, or go on a vacation, or drink alcohol. People are paying to get forgetfulness. Krishna is giving us forgetfulness for our good, and we blame Krishna. So Krishna knows what is good for us, what is bad for us. So Krishna gives exact the forgetfulness required, so that living entity, if he has that to enjoy, can continue enjoyment. If he requires back to Krishna, he knows that. So Krishna gives remembrance, and Krishna gives forgetfulness also. And Krishna says, he gives knowledge, by which one can come back to him. In the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, after the verse Sarvasya Shaham Rudhi Sannivishto, it is mentioned that Krishna gives the complete living entities. Sambandha Gyan, Krishna gives Abhideya Gyan, and Krishna gives the Prayojan to all living entities. And Krishna speaks the later verses of the 15th chapter after Sarvasya Shaham Rudhi Sannivishto. What is Sambandha Gyan? What is Abhideya Gyan? And what is Prayojan Gyan? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 16th, 18th and 18th verse speaks about a Sambandha Gyan. Dvavimo purusho loke shara shakshara evacha sara sarvani bhutani kutastokshara uchyate. The first Sambandha Gyan Krishna gives is that there are two classes of being. One is fallible and other is infallible. In the material world, those who stay, they are fallible. But in the spiritual world, there are infinite living entities. Then Krishna says in 17th shloka, Uttama purushvatvanya paramatme tudaruta yo loka trayam avishya vibhartyavyaya ishara. Krishna says, really, there is fallible and infallible, but beyond this am I. And this is a very powerful verse for Vaishnava to quote against the Mayavadis. Because Mayavadis all consider living entities and Supreme Lord to be same. But here Lord Krishna is clearly saying, first he is saying there are two types of living entities, fallible and infallible. And now Krishna is saying that besides these two, there is a greatest living personality, the Supreme Lord, Uttama, who is beyond, and he is as Paramatma living in everyone's heart. And he is maintaining both of them, the fallible and infallible living entities. The next shloka, Lord Krishna says, Yes, aksharam atitoham aksharadapi chottama atosmi loke vedecha prita purushottama. And Krishna is saying that I am transcendental to them. I am the greatest. And not only I am claiming to be the greatest, I am celebrated in this world as greatest, and also the Vedas speak about me as greatest. So the samband gyan which Krishna gives to living entity so that he can come out of the material world. And what is the result of samband gyan? Avidya. What is that? That is mentioned in the 19th shloka. So Krishna says, Yo mamevam sammudho janati purushottama sarva vidyati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Lord Krishna says, who knows this knowledge of samband gyan, what he does automatically, sarva bhavena bharata sa sarva vidh bhajati mam. He engages in my devotional service. That is avidya gyan. The result of engaging in devotional service, Krishna says in the next shloka, that is tiyat iti guyat astram uttamayanaga itad buddhva buddhi manasyat krita kritasya bharata. Krishna is saying that this is the most confidential knowledge which I have given to you. And by understanding this knowledge, by performing devotional service, you will become intelligent, buddhi manasyat, and krita kritasya. You will achieve perfection of life. That is back home. So the entire system provides the knowledge for a living entity to understand that he is not a controller, he is not a doer, but and also that how he can come out of this material world. This way he can come back to his original status, that is the spiritual world. So Krishna is very kind to all living entities. Therefore it is mentioned in the fifth chapter, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Suhurdam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is made as Suhurad. Srila Prabhupada very nicely mentions in one of his lecture, what is the meaning of Suhurad? Srila Prabhupada was mentioning in his lecture that there are different kinds of friends and there are different technical names in Sanskrit given to those friends. One is Bandhu, one is called as Mitra, and third is called as Suhurad. Prabhupada mentions that Bandhu is an official for the namesake, I am your friend. Like in office, people have friends. Wherever they go, they have friends. Neighboring person working is a friend, official friend. Then there is Mitra. He's a little more deeper friend. He's a social friend. He will take part in different kinds of enjoyment with us. But then he is not beyond that. In times of need, he might not be there with us. But Prabhupada says, Suhurat means he's a real friend. Why? Because at all times, he is present with us. At all times. And who can claim to be Surat in this material world apart from Krishna? Because Krishna is as Paramatma, is every time with us. What in this material body, in this present body, Krishna is there wherever we go, in whatever place we take. That is Surat. And he's not just a neutral person there, he's waiting, awaiting the day when we will turn to him, turn back to him. So in this way, Krishna is a kind friend to all living entities. There were problems. That as Paramatma, Krishna is doing friendly activities. And what are his friendly activities? Prabhupada says, he is sending his bona fide servant as guru, spiritual master. That is his first friendly activity. He sends a guru outside. And second friendly activity, he is coming as an incarnation. And third friendly activity, Prabhupada says, he comes as his own devotee, Lord Chaitanya. So Krishna needed, he comes as his own devotee also, to tell us, to show us, how to perform devotionals. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned when the Panchatattva descended in this material world, ಈ ಒಂದು ಪಂಚತತ್ವ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಗಾಡ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ್, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ, ಸೇ ನೆವರ್ ಪೋಸ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್? ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಆನಂತಿ ಮಾ ಮೂಢ ಮಾನುಷ್ಯಂ ತನ್ನ ಆಶ್ರಿತ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೇಮ್, ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಮಿಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಸೂಪರ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್. ಭಾನ್ ಕಿಲ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಸಹ ರಾಮೇನ ಕೇಶವ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೇಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್. ಬಟ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪುರುಷ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹೀ ಮಿಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಮೈಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಸೊ ದ ಫೋಕ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪುರ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಸೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಹೀ ಕೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಹೀ ಸೋ ಕ್ರೆಡ್ ಟು ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ದ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ನಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟೆಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೋಷನ್, ವರ್ ಹಯಗ್ರೀವ್ ಪ್ರಭು ನೆರೇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಈ ಸೀಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಬಟ್ ಅ ಯಂಗ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಫ್ 20 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಈ ಸರ್ಪ್ರೈಸ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಈ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ವೈ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಯು ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿಸ್ 20 ಇಯರ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಬಾಯ್, ವೈ ಯು ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಸೋ ಓಲ್ಡ್? ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಅಪಿಯರ್ 20 ಇಯರ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಬಾಯ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾಪ್ಟಿವೇಟ್ ಬೈ ಮೈ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಮೈ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಐ ಅಪಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಪ್ಟಿವೇಟ್ ಬೈ ಮೈ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಟೀಚ್ ದೆಮ್. ಸೊ ದ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ದ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಡ್ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಟಿವ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಟ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಬೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಸ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್? ಕಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್? ಎನಿ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ಸ್? ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ.